There's nothing in this. Any of the evidence that we're looking at, I've looked at all of the photographs taken of this tomb, and there's nothing there that suggests anything but ordinary Jewish piety in the first century. There's nothing that suggests, oh, this is very unusual, it's probably Christian. Not a thing. There's nothing that would suggest Jesus either. So this is what I'm concerned about, is this over-interpreting of data, weaving it together to create an elaborate theory that proves some sort of sensational theory. I notice in the book there's constant reference to unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented. This is unprecedented, that's unprecedented. Hey, listen, when you're doing this kind of work and you're looking at archaeology and difficult to decipher things, you got to be careful. If every idea you have is unprecedented, it could suggest you're probably wrong.